Welcome back to Eagles 360. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and I'm pleased to be joined by the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher. John, let's get right to it. The Jaguars offense was 32nd in points last year, 31st in total yards. So what exactly should Eagles fans be looking for as terms of improvements for this 2014 team?
Well, it's going to be a different offense than it was last year in the sense that Maurice Jones-Drew is gone. You've got Toby Gerhart, who is the backup to Adrian Peterson of Minnesota. The offensive line is very much coming together. So they didn't do much in preseason with the running game, not very unusual in this league. But you're going to see them really try to get something established because they have a veteran quarterback in Chad Henne, but a lot of young receivers. So a lot of unknowns on this offense, but I think you're going to see the running game really be a point of emphasis early.
John, let me ask you about Chad Henne, because Blake Bortles was the number 3 overall pick. He had, by all accounts, a tremendous preseason. Why did the Jaguars decide to go with Henne over Bortles?
Well, there's a few reasons. One is this was the plan from the start. They didn't believe any of the rookies coming out in the draft last year were ready to be full-time, full-go NFL starters at the start of the season. Second thing is, Bortles did a lot of his damage against second and third defenses, and Chad was playing against first-team defenses. They just feel like Chad, with the inexperience around him, does a better job right now of seeing what a defense is doing, getting them in and out of the right play, doing all those quarterback things that don't necessarily reflect in the stats. It wouldn't surprise you to see Bortles later in the season, but I don't think you're going to see him in September.
John, you mentioned Toby Gerhart. He was signed for the Minnesota Vikings. He used to be the backup to Adrian Peterson. Now he's been in the league for a few years. Why do you think that he can be the feature back in this Jaguars offense, replacing Maurice Jones-Drew, who was the greatest running back, except maybe Fred Taylor, in franchise history?
Yeah, that's no maybe. Fred Taylor was the best. But the reasoning is every time Gerhart got his opportunity in Minnesota, he was able to produce. And Maurice Jones-Drew, great player here for a long time, in his eighth or ninth year. They just believe that this is sort of Gerhart's time. He's coming in without a lot of tread on the tires, so to speak. So they believe he's at that good point in his career where he knows what he's doing in the NFL. He's an experienced guy, but he doesn't have a lot of wear and tear. So they feel like he's entering his prime. He had a huge career in college, as most people know. So is it an unknown factor? Yeah, but it's a factor the Jaguars feel good about on offense.
All right, so Gus Bradley almost became the head coach of the Eagles 2 years ago, took the job in Jacksonville, and it's obvious he's trying to mold that defense into the vision that he had when he was the defensive coordinator in Seattle. How has that progression come along now that Bradley's entering his second season?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot. I don't know that the Eagles, with their high-powered offense, is truly the fairest test out of the box. It's an awfully tough test. But I think you're going to see a lot early in that this is a much more experienced defense than it was last year. They added Red Bryant and Chris Clemons and Ziggy Hood on the defensive line. The idea there was they didn't want their frontline guys, Sendarik Marks and Tyson Alualu, guys like that last year, to play so many plays. They played a huge number of plays up front. They want to be deeper where they can rotate, where they can be fresher. They feel like that's going to give them a better opportunity to be good against the run up front, which should help everything else. So it's a young secondary that got better last year, but it's also better on the defensive front. Should look a little more like Seattle, but we're not going to call this Seahawks South yet.
All right, last question for you, John. A lot of Eagles fans are going to look at this and figure, hey, it's an easy win for the Eagles. Season opener, Jacksonville was 4-12 last season. In your estimation, what can Jacksonville do to keep the game close?
Well, they've got to play better offensively than they did in preseason, and they've got to have a lot of the things that they've been thinking about and planning work. But they've got to keep the game close, and they've got to hope for turnovers. It's the team right now, the Jaguars are, that play – they've bought into Gus Bradley's system. They believe in this. If they can keep it close, they win a lot of games by effort when they won last year, and they win a lot of games by staying in it and everybody being on the same page. So that's where this franchise is right now. They have to keep it close, and they have to hope some of these young guys on offense, some of these newcomers, make some plays that they haven't had a chance to make so far.
John Osher, the senior writer for Jaguars.com, thank you very much for joining us here on Eagles 360.